رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد لا إله إلا الله، أشهد لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه، فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم، وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه، إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا، وكانوا لنا خاشعين. والتي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيها من روحنا وجعلناها وابنها آية للعالمين. إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. وتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم كل إلينا راجعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر، وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر؟ ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام، هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أيها النبي ورحمة الله تعالى. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. ما عندنا الله تكرم. والله ما عندنا. إيش رأينا أولادي؟ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. والحديث هي about إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. Is not a hadith. This is a قول of a صحابي. The book has mentioned a part of it, and I researched
I have made some research, and I've got the full hadith here, which I will, first of all, will share the part that the Musannif has told us, then I will inform you the hadith that Imam Bukhari has brought in his Sahih. حدثنا علي بن عبد الله حدثنا حاتم بن ورذان حدثنا أيوب عن عكرمة عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كيف تسألون أهل الكتاب عن كتبهم وعندكم كتاب الله أقرب الكتب عهدا بالله تقرؤونه محضا لم يشب. ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه said, how can you ask the people of the scriptures about their books, while you have the book of Allah, which is the most recent of the books revealed by Allah, and you read it, its pure, undistorted form. This is a part of the hadith. But the hadith, the full hadith is, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, and the hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, Ya ma'ashar al-Muslimin, O you Muslims, in one of those khutbahs, كيف تسألون أهل الكتاب؟ How can you ask the people of scriptures? وكتابكم الذي أنزل على نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم أحدث الأخبار بالله. And the one that was revealed on Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is recent. تقرؤونه لم يشب. لم يشب both رازكي باتي. It's really a big secret behind that word. You read it and it doesn't get old. Let me give you an example. You know, sometimes, an example. You may wear a clothes, pair of clothes. Yeah, okay. Anyone. And you tell him, what are you wearing? People used to wear these 90s, 80s. What does it mean? This fashion has gone. This fashion is gone. It's no more. Quran has been revealed on us, on this ummah, and it is suitable for every single day and age. That's what it means, lam yushab. We aging, Quran doesn't age. Quran is suitable for every single day and age. That's what it means. وَقَدْ حَدَّثَكُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ بَدَّلُوا مَا كَتَّبَ اللَّهُ وَغَيَّرُوا بِأَيْدِيهِمُ الْكِتَابِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you, اِشْتَرَوْا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. The people of scriptures, they've changed their books. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. I'm the guardian of this book. I have revealed it on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm the guardian. How? We've seen it. We've experienced it. And there's many other things that we didn't see, and maybe the people after us will see and will experience. But that's a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah's got only one word. He doesn't change it. فَقَالُوا هو من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا. أهل الكتاب, people of scriptures, what they used to do? They used to invade things or go according to their soul, according to their desires. And they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said it. أَفَلَا يَنْهَاكُمْ مَا جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ عَنْ مُسَاءَلَتِهِمْ. Can you, the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to this ummah through the Qur'an, through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it not enough for you that you go and ask people of scriptures for their knowledge? At the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahabas, out of curiosity, started reading a Tawrat. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't like it and said, if Musa was alive, he wouldn't have any other choice. He would have had no choice but to follow my path, follow me. And one thing is, wallahi ma ra'ayna minhum rajulan. This is really important. Qattu yas'alukum 'an alladhi unzila 'alaykum. We've never ever seen one of them coming and ask us about our religion, unless they're really interested. So they came and they do their own research. Go open the door, go open the door. They go and they do their own research. Yeah, they will come and ask you. But if someone out of curiosity will come and ask you, no. Now, what we should understand from this hadith, out of curiosity, you will go and ask. Okay? You don't ask to convert into their religion because you know the truth. Has anyone from them, out of curiosity, not out of interest, they do and ask us. But out of curiosity, has anyone come and ask us questions? Never. This is one hadith. Second hadith is regarding تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. The revelation of the book is only one line hadith. The book is without any doubt from the Lord of the world. تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه. This book, there is no doubt whatsoever. If you remember the first hadith that I've mentioned, I told you this hadith is weak. Why? Because he goes against a verse that was revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all. So whatever is in the Quran, there's no debate whatsoever. First of all. Second of all, if anyone was to tell you, you can't do that, and you ask him for his reference, and he brings something from the Quran, you cannot deny it, or you cannot debate, unless you've got the knowledge. And if you found it suspicious, not the ayah, but what he says, you go and ask someone, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. But do never debate. Do never say, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Because he's referring to a Quran ayah. Maybe he has misunderstood it. Yes, I agree with you. But do not argue back. Do your own research. Go ask people. Because that's from the Quran. And the Quran, if we start debating in the Quran, then there won't be any difference between us and others. We do not debate what comes in the Quran. If we do not understand, or we do not agree, not with the Quran, but what with the brother, what he said. Or you want to make sure there's not misunderstanding or misinterpretation, then of course, you are allowed to ask. But otherwise, do not ask. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mira'u fil Qur'ani kufrun. Having doubt in the Qur'an is kufr. If you're doubting a verse or doubting anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said and mentioned, it's clear, this is kufr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of the Qur'an. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
That, are they all on?
Yeah.